Welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Welcome in. This is your host, Nash Walker, at NashWalker9 on Twitter, at Locked On Twins for the show. I'm a little pumped up tonight. If you're listening to this, it's Thursday, and the Twins are playing the Indians tonight. Otherwise, you're listening to it later on, which is fine, too. But the Twins are opening a four-game series against the Cleveland Indians, a huge one between the two central, what looks like the two competitors, the two main contenders in the central, that is. The Twins won again tonight, sweeping the St. Louis Cardinals. They beat them 3-0, an outstanding start from Rich Hill. I thought his command was spotty at times, but the final line showed 5 innings pitched, 2 strikeouts, 0 hits, and a walk. Rich Hill was outstanding tonight for the Twins. Then the bullpen came in, cleaned it up. The St. Louis Cardinals went 3-for-30 with 3 singles on Wednesday. 3-for-30 with 3 singles. That's how dominant it was. That's how dominant Rich Hill was. That's how dominant Tyler Duffy was, struck out the side. Sergio Romo, a quick 1-2-3. Tyler Clippard with the nastiest changeup to get Matt Carpenter on a full count I've ever seen in my life. Taylor Rogers was, I don't even remember him pitching. He was so good. It was almost an immaculate inning. He was just so sharp. Taylor Rogers, and I said on the show yesterday, it's so important for Taylor Rogers to be taken care of and handled with care, because when he's at his best, with you saw Wednesday night, he is so dominant, and that's Taylor Rogers. I mean, that's what he is, but he's also a guy just like any other pitcher that you need to take care of. He was overused last year in the first half, kind of faded down the stretch last year, but gosh, was he amazing tonight again for the Twins. And the bullpen as a whole, 4 scoreless innings for the pen. Duffy, Clippard, Romo, Rogers shutting the door after a 5-inning Rich Hill start in which he allowed just 2 hits. Outstanding job from the entire pitching staff tonight to shut down a Cardinals team. And I'm not crazy about their offense at all. Don't get me wrong. I don't think they're a top 15 offense in baseball. But that's Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, Taylor Rogers made Paul Goldschmidt, who is a borderline Hall of Famer, has been one of the best hitters in baseball for the past decade, basically look ridiculous. And the Twins basically did that to Paul all series in both games. Paul Goldschmidt tonight was 1-for-3 with a single, struck out twice and walked once. But if Goldschmidt does that, I think you take that all day long if you're the Twins. Tommy Edman, who had a big game last night, was 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts tonight. Paul DeJong, 0-for-3. Tyler O'Neill, 0-for-3. Yadier Molina, 1-for-3. Dexter Fowler, 1-for-3. Ravello was 0-for-2. Matt Wieters struck out. Carpenter struck out. Matt Wieters pinch hit and grounded into that, or lined into that double play, maybe flew out into that double play. But basically, the Cardinals' offense was just nowhere to be found in these 2 days, and a big part of that was the Twins' pitching staff just shutting them down. And what you have to do against the St. Louis Cardinals is you have to get an early lead, because they just don't have the offense to come back. They're built on an incredible bullpen. Their bullpen shut down the Twins for the most part these last 2 days. I mean, the Twins are grabbing early leads, and we saw it again last night, and then just kind of fading throughout the night. And I think a decent chunk of that is you get up and they know the Cardinals offense isn't all that scary. But a larger portion, I think, is how good the Cardinals bullpen is. And that's how they're built to win. They get an early lead, you know, score a couple runs, scratch a couple runs across, maybe hit a bomb from Goldie, traded for last year, and adding some pop to their lineup. And then they just hold it down with their rotation and their bullpen. But the Twins just dismantled them these last 2 days. I thought they played excellently. And again, the Cardinals bullpen was really, really good. Carlos Martinez wasn't great on Tuesday for the Cardinals. And Daniel Ponce de Leon, I think, is a good starter. He pitched well on Wednesday against the Twins. Just left one to Eddie. And, you know, it's Eddie. He was down and away. And Eddie swung and hit it to right field into the porch again. But that just shows you the different looks you get with this Twins lineup, too. And that you can never take a break. And every hitter who comes to the plate is almost like a different version, a different hitter, a different type of hitter. And you get a Luis Arraez leading off tonight. Luis, I mean, 1-for-3 with a walk. So on base percentage of .500 again tonight. Outstanding. Donaldson struggled a little bit, still swinging through stuff right down the middle. Missing fastballs that he should be crushing, that he usually does crush. He was 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. He's still got kind of getting his timing back after the home run on Wednesday. Polanco was 0-for-4 also tonight. Nelson Cruz had a huge RBI double in the first inning with 2 outs. That kind of spurred the whole Twins victory here. And heart and soul, Nelson Cruz, King Nelly, keeps coming through. He was 1-for-4 with that single, or with that double, being his lone hit. Eddie Rosario also 1-for-4 with a home run. Miguel Sano, 0-for-3, got yanked for Aaron Whitefield, who came and ended up playing center field, and he's quick. I mean, he's really fast, and he looked good in center field, too. He looks like a prime backup candidate. If you wanted a pure defensive center fielder, I think you put Whitefield in there. But the problem is that Jake Cave is such a good hitter against righties, and then Max Kepler is in right, and he can play a good center field, too. So there's really not a spot for Whitefield once Astudillo gets reinstated. But he's quick, and he's a nice little addition here on the Twins bench, and he subbed in tonight. The Aussie making his MLB debut at the plate. He grounded out. It was almost a single, but Colton Wong is such a good defender. I think Wong made the play. Gold Glove winner. Also, the Cardinals' defense is outstanding. And this is a good ball club that the Twins just beat, that the Twins just swept. So I don't want to make it sound like the Cardinals aren't good. I'm not crazy about their offense, but they have an outstanding defense, probably the best in baseball, with Harrison Bader in center, Colton Wong at second, Paul DeJong at short's outstanding, Paul Goldschmidt at first, so good. Tommy Edmonds, a good defender at third. I mean, defensively, they're stout. Their bullpen, again, is outstanding, and I think their rotation with Jack Flaherty is on its way, too. So the Twins just beat a really good team in these last 2 days and looked really, really great, I thought. Genuinely great. And it just looks like they're a World Series contending team, and I'll just continue to say it. The offense, struggled down the stretch tonight, but again, Cardinals bullpen's outstanding. The offense just looks like a World Series offense, and now the staff with Rich Hill as another weapon as a starter. This team looks really special. 4-1. I saw they have the best record in the American League. They're a half game up on the Indians as we head into the four-game series at Target Field this weekend, and they are flying high. I mean, they're in that period, and this happened last year a lot too. They won 101 last year, where you just felt like they were going to win every night. Every single night, it felt like they had a chance to win, or that you were confident that they'd go out there and win. And you could hear it in my voice yesterday on the show. I just felt it. I felt that they were going to win again. And it doesn't always happen in baseball. Baseball is weird, and anyone can beat anyone on any given day. But you feel so confident with this Twins club, with any lineup they chop. Max Kepler, Mitch Garver did not play tonight. Neither of them. Not in the Twins lineup. Byron Buxton, not in the Twins lineup. All getting days off, and the Twins still win 3-0. Taking a victory. Who has that kind of depth? I don't think anyone in baseball, maybe outside of Los Angeles Dodgers, but I don't think so, has that kind of depth where you can just plug and play three players at the bottom of your lineup and feel confident and comfortable in what they're going to give you on both sides of the ball. And that's JK, Marwin Gonzalez, and Alex Avila. Avila, huge RBI single. That was the turning point. Avila's RBI single, making it 3-0 Twins, really put it out of reach, I think, for the Cardinals in the seventh inning. That was awesome. And, looking at it, that was only in the fourth inning. That was after Rosario's home run, making it 3-0. But after that point, it felt like it was the seventh inning because the Twins bullpen just rolled. It doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete, a stay-at-home parent, or you spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable office chair. Everyone needs support to make it through the day. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with Menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like Arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. And to make it even easier to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBDMD has to offer, they're offering all our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB at checkout. Once again, that's cbdmd.com, promo code LOCKEDONMLB for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD. Also in Major League Baseball, Joe Kelly, 8-game suspension today from MLB for throwing at Alex Bregman and the Astros. Everyone seemed to have a reaction to this. Immediately you look at it and you think that's really harsh. I probably agree, but I think Major League Baseball was really tough in their stance of if you throw out the Astros, there will be consequences. And I'm of the opinion that I played baseball my whole life, so I understand things like this. I mean, we got thrown at, we threw out other teams when we were upset. This is a catastrophe to the very top level, the Astros cheating scandal of 2017. This is an absolute just ridiculous, ridiculous thing that they did. I totally agree with that. The cheating was not okay at all, but I also agree with that two wrongs don't make a right here, and I don't think Joe Kelly should have thrown at the Astros. I know it's tempting. People are on your side. It feels like the whole baseball world wants you to do it, but you shouldn't. You shouldn't throw at the Astros. I mean, just throw strikes and get them out and win the game is what you should do beat them is how you beat them, in my opinion. So I do think this was a harsh suspension, though. I think both things can be true. We live in a world where you either have to take one side or the other on things. I can see both sides, and I kind of fit somewhere in the middle where, yeah, I think, you know, the suspension is harsh. I don't think he should have gotten 8 games, Joe Kelly, the Dodgers reliever, for throwing at Alex Bregman and Carlos Correa and jawing with Correa and almost starting a benches-clearing brawl, not a social distance brawl. But I also believe that you shouldn't throw at the Astros or throw at anyone for that matter. I think you should beat them, like I said. So that's my opinion on that. Sorry if it's not super exciting. That's just what I think on the matter, is that both things I think are wrong, the suspension and the throwing at the heads of the Astros and the cheating. So I guess all three things are wrong there. Also in the AL Central tonight, or I guess, you know, earlier this evening, Zach Plesac for the Cleveland Indians, who is a young starter, who's kind of their fifth starter. So they have Shane Bieber starting tomorrow against Jose Berríos. Mike Clevinger is going to go on Friday. Carlos Carrasco is going to go Saturday. And Aaron Civale, another young pitcher, I think he's 25, is going to go Sunday. And he kind of broke out last year for them, too, pitched a couple good games against the Twins, matter of fact. But they also have Zach Plesac at the back of the rotation. That's number five. Their number five starter tonight, right-hander, through 8 innings and struck out 11 in a scoreless appearance where he allowed no runs in a shutout against the Chicago White Sox. He got pulled. Brad Hand came in the ninth and gave up 4 runs. The White Sox won 4-0. The Indians left the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth inning. So the White Sox won, and they're 2-4 now. The Indians lost. They are 4-2, so that makes the Twins atop the American League Central with a 4-1 record. I think that's the perfect outcome. I think everything has gone in the way of the Twins so far this year. Injuries, you know, Jake Odorizzi's not completely healthy, but it sounds like he might pitch this weekend in Cleveland. That series I thought went really, really well, where the White Sox lost the first 2 games and then won the third one, because you want to keep the White Sox down, because they're a team that not only we like them to lose because I hate the White Sox and I, you know, their fans are pretty pompous, but also because they're a team with so much young talent that they could break out at any time, I think, and go on just a ridiculous run. But in a 60-game season, you know, there's only so much runway for that. So I want to keep them down in the standings as far as possible. I'd love for them to finish in third place. And, of course, that comes with the Twins on top and the Indians in second. But this weekend's a huge one for the Twins. I mean, 4-game series. The game tonight is on Fox, national television. Sorry, I'm mixing up. I'm recording on on Wednesday night. God, every day is mixed up. It's Wednesday night, but you're hearing this on Thursday or whatever day you're listening to. It's a 4-game series for the Twins and the Indians. It's a big one. I mentioned Berríos, Bieber. I think the opening line, Indians are slightly favored, but I think it's basically a pick 'em. And I think this series is going to be along that line as far as Vegas goes of a pick 'em. I think you're going to see the Twins' 3 best pitchers face the Indians, and then Homer Bailey on Sunday, who looked great on Tuesday night against the Cardinals. I think you're going to see Berríos, Odorizzi, Maeda, and Bailey. And you could argue after tonight that Rich Hill's also one of their best pitchers. I think he's a guy who is going to give you a solid 4 or 5 innings every time he goes out there, Rich Hill, and I think that's really valuable to them, and I think he's going to pitch in the playoffs for them if we get there. Not because the Twins wouldn't make it, but because of COVID-19. But I think, you know, for length guys with more upside, I really like Kenta Maeda a lot. And I think he's a guy who could really bust out this year, and I'm really excited about Kenta. And Jake Odorizzi is solid and dominated the Indians last year. Jose Berríos, we know he has ace-level upside. It's just going to be a matter of him getting there, and it's going to be a big one for him tonight against another ace in Shane Bieber. I guess a more proven ace in Shane Bieber after the year he had last year for the Indians and then getting off to just a ridiculous start. I think he had 14 strikeouts in his opening start against the Royals. Bieber's really tough. You know, the Twins saw him a few times last year, and he was tough. He's a really good pitcher. I think Mike Clevinger is nastier than Shane Bieber, but Bieber's got a nasty breaking ball too. I mean, both of them are just, they're borderline aces, if not already there. I think Clevinger is just marvelous. He's going to go on Friday for the Indians against, I think, Odorizzi. Maybe Odorizzi, maybe Maeda. We're still waiting to hear on Odorizzi's back, so I don't have any new information on that, or can't relay any new information on Odorizzi's back. But what I can say is I'm decently confident he's going to pitch this weekend against the Indians. He's been throwing. I know he threw on Sunday when the Twins were playing the White Sox. I know he was throwing. So, you know, hopefully he's out there this weekend in a huge series. So can't wait to talk about it with you. There'll be an episode after the game tomorrow morning. There will be an episode, or tomorrow maybe afternoon, highlighting game one of the series and also previewing game two. This is massive for the Twins. And I know expanded playoffs kind of saps it just a tad, But, I mean, the Twins want to win the division. We want the Twins to win the division. They're not going to mail it in. I mean, they want to probably go win 40 games. I predict them to win 41. I'm on a decent path there. They have 4 wins in 5 games. Thanks for listening. Twins sweep the Cardinals ahead of a huge series against the Cleveland Indians at home. Thanks for listening to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. The Twins are 4-1, leading the American League Central, leading the American League. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.